Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, September 18th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. Twitter is now allowing users to uncheck a settings box reading "Show the best tweets first," which reverts your timeline to a non-algorithmic reverse chronological order, like the old days. The company introduced a default algorithmic model in early 2016. Twitter says it's been planning this update for some time based on user feedback. Amazon plans to release at least 8 new Alexa-powered devices before the end of the year, sources tell CNBC, including a microwave oven, amplifier, receiver, subwoofer, and an in-car gadget. All of the devices are said to be enabled with the voice assistant, and some of the devices will have the voice assistant built in. Tesla is under investigation by the Justice Department over public statements made by the company and its CEO Elon Musk, according to sources speaking to Bloomberg News' Tom Schoenberg and Matt Robinson. The criminal probe is in addition to a previously reported civil inquiry by securities regulators. Federal prosecutors opened a fraud investigation after Musk tweeted last month he was contemplating taking Tesla private and had secured funding for that deal. Mozilla released Firefox Reality 1.0, a web browser built for VR and AR headsets. Firefox Reality is now available in the Viveport, Oculus, and Daydream app stores. Mozilla first announced work on the open source browser back in April. Users can adjust things like screen size or brightness. And Mozilla says upcoming features include support for bookmarks, 360-degree videos, and accounts. Apple released iOS 12 as an over-the-air update, along with a bunch of speed improvements. There are new Animoji characters for the new iPhone models and new camera effects. Apple originally said it would introduce group FaceTime support in iOS 12, but removed that feature in beta. Instagram launched shopping features across its app to let users discover items for purchase and then checking out on the merchant's website. Instagram Explore is also getting a personalized shopping channel of items you might want to buy and expanding its shopping tags for Instagram stories to all viewers worldwide after a limited test in June. Instagram is also allowing brands in 46 countries to add the shopping bag icon to stories that users can click on to buy what they saw. For the first time, a streaming service has claimed a tie for the most Emmy wins. The broadcast was Monday night. Netflix and HBO shared top honors at 23 wins each. Amazon also collected 8 awards, including Best Comedy for The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and Hulu took home 4. And finally, a user named AbeFroman21 on Reddit posted that he is without power or internet due to Hurricane Florence. He lives in North Carolina and also claims Verizon is throttling his family's internet access to an unusable speed without paying for a higher tier of service. The poster said he was told his unlimited plan was deprioritized for being too low tier of a plan. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane, and thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.